Can you hear me? You got it? Okay. I'm going to start this evening with a verse from the scripture that most of us, I would imagine, know from heart. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Some 2,000 years ago, God gave the world, mankind, the greatest gift he could give, his Son. And he was born to an earthly mother. Matthew 1:27. Matthew 1:27. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. What great confidence God must have had in Mary, this young virgin woman, to give her the responsibility to raise his son so he could do all the marvelous things that he was given to do in his lifetime. As we read in the scriptures, Christ did many wonderful things, marvelous things, with the power that he was given of his heavenly Father in his short life. In Matthew 28:18, one verse, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. And as we continue through the scriptures, we find that that's a very true statement. We see he walked on water. He changed the water to wine. He calmed the sea. He stopped the wind. He raised the dead. He healed the sick. He cast out unclean spirits. He made the blind to see. And in Mark 8:5-9, you don't have to turn to it. You all remember that story where he fed 4,000 people on 7 loaves of bread and a few small fishes. And when they went all through and ate their fill, they had 7 baskets left over. Just a few of the miracles that he performed. Truly, he had the power of his heavenly Father just as he said he had. Jesus taught love. We can read about some of that love that he taught in Mark 12, 28 to 31. Mark 12, 28 to 31. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceived that he had answered them well, asking him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first commandment, the first of all commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord our God is one God, one Lord. Having problems. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all of thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Jesus taught the pure love of God. In John 3, 6, 13, 34, 35. John 13, 34, 35. He says, a new commandment I give thee unto you, that ye shall love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this ye shall know that all men are my disciples, if ye have love for one another. Through the years, Jesus said and did many things that the Jews didn't like. So they made plans to kill him. Let's go to Matthew 26. Matthew 26, 36 to 46. Here we find Jesus and his disciples in Gethsemane. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, sit here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then he said unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh to the disciples and found them asleep, and said unto Peter, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not in temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink of it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and he went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he cometh to his disciples and saith unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise and let's be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. Twenty-second chapter of Luke. Thirty-ninth to the 44th verse. We read here almost the same thing. And he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast. And he kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared unto him an angel from heaven strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was as great drops of blood dropping to the ground. Doctors will tell you that someone who is in great stress will sweat blood. It's called hemotidiosis. He was in great stress. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. We see here in the garden that all things Jesus did his Father's bidding. In the 15th chapter of John, the 13th verse, Jesus said, greater love hath no man that will lay down his life for his friends. Jesus did just that. He laid down his life for us. But it didn't have to be that way. If he'd wanted it to be another way, other than his Father's will. Because you remember back there when it said that in Matthew 28, that he had all power in heaven and earth. And it goes right along with this next verse, Matthew 26, 53 to 54. Matthew 26, 53 to 54. Thinkest thou that I cannot pray unto my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be? You know what a legion is? Anybody got an idea? That was the number of Roman soldiers. A legion was anywhere from 3,000 to 6,000 men. And we find out that Jesus said he could have called 12 legions of angels, which amounts to anywhere between 36 and 70,000 angels. He had the power to do it. But he did his Father's bidding, just as he was sent to do. Before Christ's crucifixion, we read in Luke 18, 31 to 34. Then he took unto him the 12 and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spit upon. And they shall scourge him, and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. And they understood not these things, and this saying was hid from them. Neither knew they the things which he had spoken. And in Luke 24, Luke 24, 1 to 53, the whole chapter, we read about what happened after his crucifixion. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by in shining garments. And they were afraid, and bowed their faces down to the earth. And they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11 and all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, and Johanna, and Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran to the sepulcher, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself that which had come to pass. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of these things which had happened. And it came to pass, while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden, that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have with one another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? And hast thou not known the things which have come to pass in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which is a mighty prophet indeed, and the word before the Lord and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him and condemned him to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been him who should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early in the sepulchre. And when they had found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found that it was even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. And then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and entered into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures and the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone farther. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass that he sat at meat with them. He took bread, he blessed it, and brake it, and gave it unto them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, while he opened up to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, The Lord has risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told the things that were done in the way, and how he was known unto them in the breaking of the bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affright, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are ye troubled? Why do the thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and feet, that it is I. Handle me, and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bone, as ye see me have. And when he thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while yet they believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, have ye any meat? And they gave him a piece of boiled fish and a piece of honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooves Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that the repentance and the remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witness of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye are endued with the power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up to heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem in great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. While Christ was here, before his crucifixion, he told us that he was the light of the world, that we should follow him if we wanted to walk into the light instead of darkness. He gave us a pathway to walk. He gave us commandments to read and to live by, to help us through the rough spots in our life. John 8:12. Then Jesus spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. 3 Nephi page 675. Third Nephi 13, verse 11. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life. And few there be that find it. But wide is the gate, and broad is the way which leads unto death. All kinds of mess. It says, many travel therein until the night cometh, and then man could work no more. We come here tonight to celebrate the life, the death, and the resurrection. We need to remember the covenant that we made with him at the time of our baptism and grab a hold of that rod of iron and hold fast to it. And stick to that straight and narrow path so that one day we might be welcomed by him in his Father's house where he has gone to prepare a place for us for all eternity. And may we all on that judgment day hear the words, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter ye in. That's my prayer tonight. Thank you.